We are continuing our shulim on Etz Chaim. We are still in Sha'alef Alef Beis Tush Igud of Yosha. We're discussing last time about the Leshem. Very interesting pshatim in the Leshem, which is dealing with the Kav. Now, one of the last points that we mentioned, that it seems to be machlokes the Leshem and the Shem Yishimon. The Shem Shimon, and also the Reach Tov, as we call it, the Dasa Tuna, which is the Ben Ish Chaim, Yosef Chaim, mi Baghdad. So they understand the Shem Shimon and the Dasa Tuna, the Ben Ish Chaim, that the Kav that we speak about and we read about last time that comes into the Mokum Ponoi is made up out of the Rishimos, the Rishima which was left in the Mokum Ponoi. Remember? There was a Mokum Ponoi. How did the Mokum Ponoi come about? Through the Tzimtzum, and it all is attracting the leftover, some residue. That residue later on became the Keli of the Kav. The Keli of the Kav. The Leshem disagrees, and he says clearly that the keli of the Kav, when it comes into the Mokum Ponoi, it already has a keli before. Where did it get this from? It got it from the Or and Sof, which retracted, but wasn't left in the Mokum Ponoi, but rather retracted itself and built up like a pargo that we said from Yisrael Saruk, a pargo, and that pargo created the keli. We want to add over here another point now. As we know, there's two facets of the Kav. There's the Keli, which is the Chitzonis part of the Kav, and also there's the Pnimius part of the Kav. Now, we spoke about the Violet, we spoke about the Chitzonis. Now, where's the Pnimius come from? Where's the Pnimius come from? I'll just read you out something which I've seen from the Mevor Sha'orim. Mevor Sha'orim is one of the Kitvei Arizal, called the Baschi the Basa, and there in Daf Aleph Amud Beis, Dibon Maschi the Velanias Dati, Rav Chaim Vital speaking, he says Shakav Nasi min Haol Shahaya B'Tchila Toch HaChalal, the Nasi Chitzonius der Kav. So, the Chitzonius Kav seems to be what he's talking about is that it was made out of the Or which was originally in the Mokum Ponoi. It's hard to tell whether he's learning like the Leshem, was learning like the Shem Yishimon. It's not so clear. But the point over here, what I want to bring, is that Aval Pnimis Da'akav Hu Me'or and Sof Shahaya Soviv Hamokum. Okay. So that's clear. There's no machlokes about the Pnimis of the Kav. The Pnimis of the Kav definitely came out from the O and Sof, which was around the Mokum Ponoi all the time. Not the all which was retracted, removed, but rather things. So again, so every time you have to learn the Kav, you have to learn the two parts of the Kav, the Chitzonis of the Kav and the Pnimis of the Kav. Now we did also read something very interesting. The Arizal tells us that the Kav comes in, and the Loshon was over here as a Rosh, as a top, as a Soif, and also has various Kivunim, as Ponim, as Achoraim, as Yamin who's small, Lemale Lemata, Ach Uponi, Mizrach, Marev, Tzofun, Dorun. So you see that the Kav is coming in already and has all its six directions over here. Top, bottom, right, left, and all that. The question which is asked over here by the Mefarshim is the Ramaz of probably the first of the last discussion of Moshe Zakuta. He's one of the Gdoile Mefarshim. And the Etz Chaim has a Gauls in Etz Chaim. He lived around 400 years ago. And he asked the Kasha, I can understand top and bottom. Okay? So as the imagine you have this this Mokum, the Mokum Ponoi. Let's imagine like an onion. That's a dugma, which is a moshul that a Rizal gives himself, it's an onion. So it's 360 degrees as layers. We'll speak about those layers later on. And then you have the Kav, which is like a needle piercing itself into the Mokum Ponoi. Now, the needle has a top to it and a bottom to it, right? what, how do we know which one's the top, which one's the bottom of it? So the Rav Chaim Vital explains to us that the top is what's closest to the end sof, which we call or end sof asofiv, which is around. That's the whatever's more pnimi, what's deeper into the more component, that's called the sof. It's a sfar we can understand such a thing, top and bottom. Afraid Rav Moshe Zakuta, but what about ponim ba'achorayim? When you look at a needle, where's the face to the needle? Where's the back to the needle? When you're talking about a calf, calf is circular. Where's the right? Where's the left? Yamim, small, mizrat, tzofon, doran. Where did those directions come from? How can you... there's two questions, first of all. The question is, where... What differentiates the right and the left and front and the back? Who's to say where's what? Second of all, lehaniach, there is such a metzias, and we can there's somehow we can understand this is the right and that's the left. But where does it come from?
Well,
why should there be a difference? Talk about all. The kash is a zoy. We know that all is from the all and so forth. We said the pnimis of kav comes from the epshter. We don't make chilukim in the epshter. Chas v'shalom. Hashem echad. If there's no chilukim, what are we saying that the penimis of the kav we just said it comes for the o and sof? The o and sof, there's no chilukim. Now we're making chilukim now. We're saying there's a chelik of the o which is yamin, a chelik of the o small, a chelik of pnim, and ach. That's shre. That's another kasha. The Leshimash is kasha. Others, that's Tvunah's kasha. Go ahead. What do you want to answer?
Well, it's like not answering, but in the same way that you could have a svar to say which is the top and which is the bottom, and there's a svar to decide which way.
So let's see, let me hear the svar. It goes deeper inside. That's the bottom.
So it simply depends from which angle you're looking at. How you decide that is a different question. I can't answer that. But
it's a circle. You can understand there's a dimension to the circle.
Right, the circle has a right left, right left, left, back.
No, I'm sorry, I disagree with that. There is no right and left to this cup. You can't say this is the right part, the left way.
Because which direction you're looking from.
That's not no. What we're saying over here is that there's an emistic yamin. There's an emistic small. We're not changing it. No, that's not correct. We're saying there's a back and there's a front. We don't say the back now becomes the front and the front becomes the back. No. There's an elmistic eponym, and there's connotations that as well. Eponym means it's more heilig. Acholai means less heilig. So you can't say they're going to go inverse themselves now. You can't.
The objective reality is based on which way you're objective looking at it.
No, it's not true. I just proved you wrong. Because once I staple that particular side to sit upon him, I say that chelik of the all is highly, is much more holy than the other part. So if I go now to the other side and say, no, for me this is the upon him,
then you won't.
We won't.
Once you objectivize what the right is, it has become the right.
No, but what starts off?
You're
standing on that side, I'm standing on this side, we're arguing away. So that's the casual here. What's Koveya, the Panim, and what's the Aholayim? You have four people all looking at the same thing. Different directions.
But not they can't be a right and left. It's simply the what is
going on. No, they can't be. Because that's another kasha. Another kasha is not that we're not Koveya and all. We're not koveya the koach of the all, the fihi staklus. Right? We don't say because I'm looking at, therefore that becomes the ponim. No, it has to be intrinsically there's a more heilig chelik of the all and a less heilig chelik of the all. That defines it. Not the fact that I'm looking at it this direction, that direction. And the kashim is that because we find there's no chelukim in all. Meaning, there's no chiluk in the Eivishtim. We're talking about all and self. It's highly, this is mamish, come out back to the Eivishtim. So, those are the few questions that are being asked of the Mefarshim. A very difficult concept to understand what's going on here. So, I give you straight away the teretz of Moshe Zakuta, of the Ramaz, as we call it, in his Agos and Etzchaim. So he writes over here, Shezerak Ache Halboshos Patsuf Shel Ak small pony. So he wants to learn Pshat and Arizal. The Arizal is not talking at the stage when the calf comes into the Mokum Ponoi. So Enach and Ami says, Moshe Zakuta, that we cannot say anything from there. You just see a circular awl. Like here, if I take a light bulb and if I take a light from a light from a candle or a flashlight and I beam it, you don't see anything from that. You don't see a right and left, you don't see anything, no direction. It's only later on we're going to see the development of the Patsufim Taka have Yamin, small, they have all these facets, Panim, Ahurayim, Tzafon, Dor. So this is not what he's talking about, Alashem Osi. That's basically the territory. The other kasha was, we don't find any chilukim by all. So they bring down B'Shem the Rosh. Not the Rosh we know, it's not a Rishon. But rather the Rosh stands for the Rafael Avram Sholom Sharabi. The Rosh Sharabi. He was the Necher, the grandchild of the famous Rashash. Rashash was the Rosh Hashiva in Beis El. This was the grandchild, also took the Rosh Hashiva of the Yeshiva Beis El in Yatika, which is still standing. And there is a Gevaltical Sefer called Divrei Sholom. It's not hard to find, you can find it. And over there, Hitaka says, once you get into the Mokum Ponoi, once you get so far in Hispashta, we're talking about from the Ensof to the O Ensof, into the Hispashta, into the Mokum Ponoi, then Taka we're going to find Chilukim in the O. And the way it works is follows, is that we know that there's always five different levels to Moshe Neshama. And the Shema split with five different chalakim, and that we know it's a Medrash, Taka, it's a Gemara, it's famous, it's a Tehillim, a Medrash Tehillim, that there are five different chalakim to a Neshama, which is called Yechida, Chaya, Neshama, Ruach, and Nefesh. Right? In short, the abbreviation is called Neranchi, as we know. Neranchi. So therefore, let's start from the Chaya. The Chaya comes out into the Makom Ponui. Okay? Then there's another surge of energy which comes out from the end self, which comes pumping also into the Mokum Ponoi. So therefore that first surge of light comes into the Mokum Ponoi, and that's kulo all of Yechidah, the highest possible all. But then there's another, like a pump, like they give a muscle of the heart pumping blood. So there's the first pump of Shefa coming into the Mokum Ponoi. Then the second pump which comes in, that's going to be Yechidah, but meaning that's going to be the new essence of Yechidah. Therefore the first Shefa that came out, clap with that Shefa, becomes a Chaya. We would say that there's that first Chaya, that first Yechidah becomes a Chaya, and this is going to be Yechidah. And then another surge of energy, Shefa, comes in. That's going to be the Emes Tikachaya, a Yechida. The previous one is going to be a Chaya. And the third one, that means the first one that came in, is going to be a Neshama. It goes on and on. So as the Shefa is coming in, it's coming in doses. In doses. So imagine as follows, for example, you put in the first coat of paint. Next year you put another coat of paint, but you still leave over the old coat of paint. It's become blurred, it's become faded. So originally it was taka new, but klapa, the new one, it looks very faded. And you keep on doing that. So that's the Shefa coming in spurts, says the Divrei Sholom. That's what's happening over here. That's how we can find chilukim. That's how we can find chilukim in the all, and therefore, if we have already chilukim in the all, then we can establish what's yamin, what's small, because yamin is more chesed, and this is, and small is a weaker form, and that's more gevura, and so forth. You have stronger and less strong, and then these chilukim, says the Divrei Sholom, comes from the fact that they all come in one go, but rather in spurts. Okay. Again, that we find in Shai Kavonis that the reason says in all there's no chilukim at all, but there I saw that the Shosha Yom also has this kasha, and he says that the only klape itself, when you look at all for itself, just for itself, you see that there's no chilukim at all. All is all, but when you compare it to a higher order, for example, you're dealing with the world of Atzilus, When you look at the all of the world of Atzilus, you see there's no chilukim. But when you compare it to the world for the previous world of Adam Kadmon, then you say that this is a lower set of order of all. The light in Atzilus is much lower intensity than the one in Adam Kadmon. Then you stand, tack it all of a sudden, you start seeing chilukim. So that's how we see chilukim, and that's how we don't see chilukim. Again, so when you see the offer itself, there's no chilukim. When you compare it to other things called erechim, we start saying there are chilukim. Now I want to read you what's called the lesson. The lesson is always chaf base. It's on daf lamed. Those who have this edition over here of Balzani, what is it called? Yeah, the Balzani edition on daf lamed, the always chaf base. He addresses this as it has a gevaltik of pshat mahalich in this sugya about the kav and the different directions. So let's start reading over here on daf lamed. Excuse me. And he says as follows: Ach, beyois or ensof nimshav derech kav ichad v'tziyot dak bilva. So the lesson always starts off with the loshon la'arizon, and then he's going to start asking questions. So we're just reading the loshon la'arizon. Yitzdak bo male lemata. So the Arizon says that all it's coming in. Then you're going to realize that there's a top and the bottom. Pani v'achol achol mizachol mara v'chein gamken b'chinat tzafon dorom kemo shekosiv le'el. We have to understand what's going on with the Arizal. We know that the exterior part of all things is mashpia via the neshama, right? The neshama is kaveh the tzur. That's what he's saying. I'll read that again. Shall I know that she called tzur paltzuv v'tzuros nimsha v'nasi mikoach ha'or neshama shabo? V'im kein frek der kasha hare akol panim. So we must say, Muzma Zogin, that the fact that we start seeing a chilukim in the parts of itself, the exterior parts of, which side, right side, left side, must be in the pinimius of it, you must find this chilukim as well. So he's building up to a cash over here. In came Hare Muchachim Anu Lomash Yeshna Bo Akav Gufa Gamkin Kol Oisa Tchuna Asher Nasi V'Nidgal V'Achgal Be'Akeli V'Aguf Omnam Hine Milemale V'Lemata Asher Yeshna Bo Gamkin Hu Nichash Nicha Poshot. I can say, says the Aleshim, I can understand why there's a top and bottom. V'u Aladesh Yesh V'Kav Rosh V'Sov K'mo Shmo V'Lemata Ach Pani V'Ach. But how do you understand there's a face to it and there's an ach to it? Where do we see that such a thing can happen? He's really digging in over here. What's the siba? Why should it be that there should be a difference in all nimshach mash bifnim? Because the openings will reveal what's the ponim, what's the achorayim. The back of the patsuf has no openings whatsoever. The front of the patsuf of all, as we see ourselves, we have eyes and nose. We have all these orifices in the front of ourselves. That's why we call this the front, because it's more important. The back, we don't find any openings whatsoever. We know what differentiates the right and the left means what's strong. We have a strong right arm and a weak left arm. So you see the strength involved here. So he's asking, Mikitzo, where does all these tchunas come out? From a very simple all, strong, less strong, and so on and so forth. Ki hare or nimshom ha'kavu b'hashva achas b'kol sivivo. We know there's a rule that all is all is b'hashva. It's equal. Im ki hare me'ay nimshom ha'siba ze siba Mash bitnim niftuhu ve yosim koloros ba'achav shebo mash enke ba'achav shesham nista mikol v'kol. How, why is it the back is all closed? He's asking hagufo, and why is the front all open? V'kol small shul lematim avdregamin v'arim ayin nase kol ze. Where is the all? Where do we see that these all started making chilukim? Ki arei misibas o'akav hu shetzer shiyeh kol atzadim shavim minamale achav. Everything, l'chol, logically, should be all behashva achas. V'chein, tzar bil gam ker a psichas in the covenant the achav, which is the, we haven't learned it yet, but that's the oz, oznayim chotem and peh, the world of all oznayim chotem and peh. We see that there's orifices, and through those are coming out the different lights, the yeshnam bifnim, bipanim. Ma'ayin asekos, how do we know, why, how did the face develop in the patsufim? Hari or kash bekil yesh shelo hine hu sotsu mikol sivovov im kem hari ma'ay nasi kol nikovim asher letzor gilo or achar shebevetnim. Okay, is that clear? The kashas there? Few different variations of the same question. On page Lamed Aleph now, he's going to give the teretz. V'chein, so bil b'ze, oh, he's asking another question, b'ze, oh, כי הרי הגם שבהכל פשטס בדיבר הרב שלמטה הוא משמע שכל הקו כולו הנה הוא נמשך באק. That we know that the calf is נמשך באק, נמשך, it goes inside Adam Kadmon. והקו עם האק אחד, the calf melts in, becomes the neshama of Adam Kadmon. שכל הגב הוא, שכל הקו הוא בפנימיוסו והם כמו נשמה עם הגוף. Remember that. אך עומק דברים הוא לא כן הוא. It's not like that. כמובן לכל חוכם ומביא מדעת שהקו והצמצם הוא עולם מיוחד בפני עצמו מלמעלה למעלה. Don't think like that. Don't think that the calf is in the shom of Adam Kadmon. But rather it's the calf and the tzimtzum is one in them. Vuhu, and this is Loshon Zohar, Hatihihu ilo va'avir hakadmon. Okay, these are different worlds that the Zohar mentions. It's not mentioned in the Kitzvah Arizal. These are worlds which are up and above Adam Kadmon. Shuhu lemal b'madreis, how b'madreis Adam Kadmon. V'rak ha'katze atatan shebikav hu, hine hu ha'shenim shal be'ak lebechinas neshama shebo. You hear that? So we always take on, you hear everybody talking about the calf is neshama of Adam Kadmon. That's only the nitzus, the katan, the smallest part of the calf, the residue of the calf which is going into Adam Kadmon. But rather, the calf itself, the main part, is in the upper worlds. The Kimoshua said that we call Olam Olam, Sheraka Katsa Tatan Shebe'elon Hu Nimshom Olam Hasheni Shalom. The Nasi call Olam Tatan Rak Mikatsa Tatan the Elon, the Chen Hu Be'inyono. כי הקו אין צמצום, הנה הוא עולם מיוחד בפני עצמו, למעלה לגמרי גמר אדם קו, כמו שמנסבל לכל זה ולמטה, האויס חף חס. וכי הצער הביאו, מאיך הנמשך מיצה וכל החלוקוס ופרחינוס ומדרגיוס ופתחונוס ופוני ואח, ימין שמאל, קו, עצמו, גם כן. אשר האור שבו הוא אור אין סוף עצמו, מה שכל בחינוס חלוקוס ומדרגיוס הוא מושלל ממנו. אוקיי, בקיצור, it's just Ming bechazik the cash over here. So there should be no chilukim in the all whatsoever. Omnam zokdem. Kasher is bonim heitav anu motzim ki haya be'emet gilu ha'or shebekav al kama tchunos shonot. O bechlolos hine anu motzim bo kol tchunos avak kulam. Shem lemala lemata, panim ha'ach, yamim small, hakol gam bo'or hakav atzmo. We're going to find all these chilukim and he's going to explain himself. כי למעלה ולמטה הוא כמו שקצב שהרב, כי הרי יש בו ראש וסוף כמו שמו למטה, וכן בכנס פונים הוא נמשך בו תכונות הזה מראש מרשת גילויו, והיינו כי הנה פסיכס הפסח אשר פסח האינסוף יתבורך אחרי שניצנצן ועצם מסך ופרגות שבפנים ולהאיגו להמסיק בפני האור ואינסוף כניסק לעבור אוף חף חלף. ואך גם מה שהחוזר ועשה הממוק הביאס האור נמשכו האור הקו למטה, הרי נעשתי שם בחינס חלום פסח להמשיר דרך בו את האור דקו. הנה, also המוקום, the gilo rotson, לאכלון והפסח הנה הוא מכונה בשם הפנים. So as the oil is coming in to the mokum ponim, has to break through what's called the palgut before it gets into the mokum ponim. That's called the opening. That's called the chalon. That's called the pesach. And that's mechune. That pesach is called. That's called mechune. It's called b'shem the ponim. So therefore, we see the first glimpse of why and how this inyan of ponim was developed. Kihare sham. Hine hu kivyochol pinioso ashepana et atzmol hitzgali der sham be'aor de'akav la'ir bo lematam. Nisgaled Hashem be'or de'akav la'ir bo lemata harihu bechilas panim bevadayim. So that's the first, as we know in Gemara, it's binyan av. We have to first start with the av, and then from there on we learn out everything else. Ki are rak sham ayah pinioso asher ponim nisgaled b'tova lemata tovo lemata. Hine mezin nimsharachel tchunas panim be'or akav gamke. So once the Kav got this inyan of the Pesach, meaning the Ponim Shabo, from that first breaking into the Mokum Ponim, had it intrinsically in itself, Kilo in its DNA, had this inyan of the Pesach. For who Kav who all the Levush, since the Kav is the all Levush, whether it's the Pnimis of the Kav, he's talking the Chitzan of the Kav. Neshama v'guf hu gilu yanimshach me'or en sov ha'makif. That's the shittas of the leshem, that both the kav and that means the chitzonis of the kav and the pnimis kav all come from the from not from the rishima but from the higher parts, the mokum from the or soviv. Hine hu be'er or en sov makif rak b'chinas zat negin hagar. Okay, well, I'll explain to what you're saying. That as the Or and Sof is going further into the Mokum Ponim, and what are we talking? We're talking about a minuta, a little bit of all the great Or and Sof, which is around this round ball, around this onion, as the Arizal calls it. Only a little bit is trickling in. That little bit, compared to the great amount of Or, which is outside the Mokum Ponim, is called the relationship of Gal and Vak, the Gimul Rishonis and the Zay Tachtonis. Okay, whatever's going inside is the lower part of the Kav. So he's calling that, you can call it anything you want, but he's calling it the Zayin Tachtoinus. That means from Chesed all the way down to Malchut. And whatever's outside the Mokum Ponim, that's called the Gal, which is called Kesach Chochmah Bina or Chochmah Bina Das. Let's continue. She'agachem Nistoros. The Gal, we have no connection because it's outside the Mokum Ponim. And the Zayin Tachtoinim, he Nisgolus. It's megulah because it's inside. It's meluvish inside the mokum ponim, or it's meluvish inside the kav. V'hu b'inyaneinu b'chinas hakav asher yeshnam bo kol b'chinas avak kemo shizvayim v'chem giloy atzimtzum hu b'chinas hamalchus shebo hari hu b'chinas hazat. Even the mokum ponim can say this vault that the mokum ponim is a vak. That compared to the non-mokum ponim. Hine hu b'chinas hazayin tachton be'er reshit giloy yitziyoso me'or en sof ha'makif shehu b'chinas hagal be'er. He's just repeating himself. Now this is the ikar over here in the brackets. Ki ha'shefa ve'apargud ari amanu le'el hu b'chinas bina hanelam Sham. We said it already that the pargo, which is the most external part of the Or Makiv of Saviv, which is just around the Mokum Ponim, that pesa it's called the bina. That pesa v'achalon neshev letzora gilo hu b'chinas chokma, and the pesach is called the chokma. V'ma'ayon v'ma'ayon v'makor lehan vio the gilo hu b'chinas keser. And this mind which is flowing in, that's called keser. Or be'erkam hu akav b'chinas zayin tachtonim. All right, that's a little more into detail. But because it's again, same vault. Whatever's outside the mokum ponim is a gal. Whatever's inside the mokum ponim is a zat. וכאשר שהאור הקו הנה הוא בחינת הזין תחתונס לכן הנה נעשה בו המשך זו וגילו גילו את הזין מקומוס כי כל איך המזין תחתונס המשך אור יסגל לזה על צירו מיוחד לפי את חונוסו. Now that's the key word. Now this is the tenets already. Remember the kasha. I'm going to finish off the paragraph. We'll explain. Vine, hem zayin the kovin should be upon him. Shem tchei udnim, which means the two ears. Tchei einim, which is the two eyes. Tchei nikovim, that's the two nukvim. Tchei nukvim the pach dashka, that's the two nostrils. Vape and the mouth. Those are the seven holes. V'kol zu b'chin hazayin tachtu the mizgalim ba'orim dera upon him. והרי נסבר לנו הכל בשורש התכונס הפונים אשר יש לנו בקו על ידי התכונס הזיים תכונס שבו ומזה נעים שהכל תכונס המציוסים והפונים יושב בכל מפרצופים בכל העולם אז כולם. Gavaltik, this is so beautiful. Listen to this again. Listen to the red voice. What was the question? The question was, how do we develop a face? Now Rizzo tells us there's a face, there's a ponim to the cow, there's achorayim to the cow, there's the yamin, there's a small, there's all these different tchunas to this calf, but the kasha was, it's just simply all. How did these things develop? The teretz is that how much of the all came in only the zayin tachtonis, or the lowest part of the. Now in the zayin tachtonis, we're going to see you can split a part of into twice zayin tachtonis. You can split the face into zayin tachtonis, the seven spheres, and you can also split the goof into the Zayin Tachtonis. You can do that. It's all be'erichin. It's all be'erichin. So therefore, when you come to the top part of the cow, because we know there's a top, we know there's a bottom part of the cow, that we established. So when you look at the higher part of the cow, we can divide the higher part into seven parts. Because we're telling it's a Zat. And in a Zat, there's a Chesed. What's a Zat? Chesed, Gvur, Chesed to the right, Gvur to the left, Tiferes in the middle, Netzach to the right. So already you see how we're making, you study, one thing, let me just finish off. And therefore, when you look at the ponim, the Zohar says there's seven facets to the ponim. There's the Tchei Udnins, Tchei Einins, and so on and so forth. Keneged says the Zohar, it's connected to Zayin Tachtoinim. But Zoi says the legend, that's how we can understand how the face came about and how the different tchun is the right side, left side, and all this, because it's all together the Zayin Tachtonis.
You still wouldn't know which way around he's looking that way or that way, then. You don't know which is the right.
Correct. But I call upon him. Wherever it will be, but we'll have direction there. You have a right and a left, and you have one of them, one side of this is going to have to be identified as a ponim. Okay, because we have the vault of the Zayin Tachtonis. Before we had no direction. There was nothing pulling us more to this side, to that side, to this, to that side, right? Why should this be right as opposed to this, let this be right? But now we have a sense of direction pulling us, the Zayin Tachtonis. We have Kivunim already. We know Chesed is definitely to the right, Gvur definitely to the left. We have a Mahala to go to base ourselves on, how to make Kivunim. But we're not finished here. Let's continue. V'chein, that's a good point though. V'chein hu nimtza al der zeh bekav mimele gam ke b'chinas achorayim. We'll find the same thing. That's all there upon him. We'll find the same thing by the achorayim. V'hu gam ke mishroshe v'hu b'chinas hashefa v'apargod asher mimenu hu akeli v'akav niskele v'tchunoso hu soso v'lehasti et all. So as the cow, we said the cow is breaking through, getting to the mokum ponim. That breaking, that mokum, that the ponim that gives all the DNA of ponim into the cow. But also there's a part which didn't break through or wasn't as strong, and so on and so forth. So that's going to be the bechina of achorayim, which goes into the cow. So loma bechina is aorif va'ach shekeneged ponim. Kimilas achu gimel horos. The word ach means three different things, three different contexts. Excuse me. Echad meloshon acharis, it's the last. Kemo mereshis hashana ad acharis hashana, the last. Echad meoros acher, kemo zera acher tachas hevel, one before the other, not the last one, but it's just one before the other. And the another context you can use the word is echad meoros. You should follow. Maloshim, following afterwards. The kol zuga orotza o ach, asher shchosha ne'elam shu'u b'inyanenu, v'hu b'chinas amasav v'pagu d'asher al yodo mistayim o'o ha'enso shelemala. V'arum eloshon acharit, v'chein b'asher al yodo hu mishtana nitchalav b'chinas o'o l'b'chinas ha'tzimtzum, Harehu meorot loshnache, ubeashe kolatzimsumu hinehu nasimu or nishimistalik, harunimsha ach rav tamid. Ki mimenu hu nase, wuhu meorot loshnachere, the kolsu beorot acho, shu keneged upon him ubemitsuraf, mitsuraf leal, mitsuraf elof, omnam loikach, rem mamesh beakav kol and nimshah mesosum shuhu kulo, el arak, wo osa tzad nevad mashu, can I get upon him mamesh, kiare rak sham, u sofo visumo, shalagiloi de ol shabo, ava kol a meshach exodim at stodim, asham meshach meache upon him, elemata ein shayos, rekavanosam, beshemach orayim, kiare lo nistai. So we're going to have a direction of panim as we establish. Good. Obviously, wherever the panim is, the achom is going to be back to it, and then you're going to have a yamim and small. The chalukas are shtei b'chinas halolu the yamim and small. So we describe the panim, we describe the achoran. Now we're going to describe the yamim and small. V'inehem misibas or atzmo. We know there's a koach ispashtus that goes on, and we know innately, inbuilt into the soul, there's also echad tchunas histalkus umiyot, the pulling back, tzimtzum. We saw that by the Mochin Tzimtzum. Originally there was this pashtus, then all of a sudden we reverted the all backwards. So you see innately has that. That's the right and that's left. Ki b'mash ispashtus le'eleh izgalos le'ispashe la'shpia le'mata ha'ru ispashtus toiv ha'boach ha'mashpia le'hitziv zlosa v'hum ispashtus v'ribu mitzrabe mashpia oru ve'tzimtzum tamim avol b'mashu ispashtus ohu rak b'chines kav Dak umitzumtzum lehamshich shefo'o rak memido mishka harihu b'chines his talkus umiyut ve'ilu shtei tchunos hem chesed v'din. That's chesed v'din, the ispashtus that we find all the time, that was there before the tzimtzum, that's called chesed, and the din is the koach to retract. He means a chesed to lahari lashpia tami lispashet bli gvul, or means a dim who leakev shefo velehistalek shveshalol iten yotem emida. Hari yesh bo akav asmu vichnas chesed gvul. He has this innately. Vuhu bemashi ispashet vehayis his pashtusahu rag vichnas kav dak. ואלו שתי בחינס הנה הם גם כן משחושו והוא במה שאמרנו לאל או אסיוטט כי כל המשוך הזה קו הנה הוא מאויסו או אשר היה מספר שבתחילה במוקם החלל והצימצו באחר כאן נסתר כבר לא למעלה הרי היה גם כן כבירוך בחינס הצימצו מעצמו אל עצמו ואויסו או אשר נסתר כבר לא למעלה הנה ממנו עצמה היה נמשך אחר כך אור הדק וסטנצם אור ביוס so whatever went up came back down eventually but only במידה משקל ואין משהו רק בחינס קו דק לבד ואין היטב מה ששמרנו שרמזנו בדבר רב שם ואמרנו כי הצמצום אשר באור והקו הנה הוא בחינס הצמצום שלישי לאור העליון שם הנה לנו על כל פעם הנה בכין הצמצום בו גם באור העליון עצמו והוא אור והצמצום ומזה נמשך האור והצמצום שבקו כל אור והצמצום הנה הוא בכין את חסדים גבוס There we go. That's how we develop Yamim Small, because innately there's a koach, there's a hashpa, ongoing koach, it's pashtus and retraction all at the same time. That's going to give us Yamim Small. I'm going to skip that a little bit. I'm going to turn to the next paragraph. V'chein ala gon zokte, that this is based on the Vilna Gon. V'chein ala gamken, on the second column over here on page Lamed Beis, just before the next paragraph. V'chein ala gam hagro zah bilikutav shebesof safra de tzniusa hanitfas mechadash bedalet lamed bedaf lamed ches sof amed gimel ki hakav hu b'chinoso vav k'tzovas einsham. So this vote that he wants to say is really based on the Golden Vilna's pshat in the Zohar. That why, how did these various facets and directions in Kivunim establish themselves? By the fact that it innately has the Vav Ketzav, so the Zayin Tachtonim, same thing. ומאלו בחינות השישה הם גבולים שבקו הנה נסחה ואח יקר כל בחינות זה וו קצב הזה שבאק ובכל פסוק זה עולם אז כולם כי כולם יוצאו ונעשו רק בחינות נעשו רק ממנו וצלום המאור הקר בעניינו. So you could see clearly he's not learning like Rav Moshe Zakuta. Rav Moshe Zakuta wants to take it out of context. He wants to say that the reason wasn't talking about now, that there's kivun, but later on when the Patsuvim are going to be malvish the or and sov the kav, then it's going to take the direction of the various kivunim. Says the Leshem, he prefers to say like the Gaul, that as the kav is coming, it has innately all these bechinas inside of it. ואלה היה לומר כי הרי גם מעתיק הקדיש של דאצילוס הנה אומר גם כן בעיד רבה in קוף חף תס עמוד א' לי סמולה. This is contradictory to a Zohar. The Zohar state לי סמולה, there's no left side, בהי עתיק הסתימה כולה ימינה, the עתיק הקדיש which is ארחמפין is כולו, it's all right handed. וכן איך אנו אומרים שיש גם כן מהקו או אינסוף בחינת שמאלו וחס ושלום. The Zohar is talking about much later on the development of the Patsufim, which is way, way, much, much later in the development. And there, Apo Pekin and Aracham, it says there's no right or left, there's only a right. So how can we be saying, says the Leshem, that already in the Kav, which is the first thing that ever came out, there's directions. So he answers, Ach kavar manu ki kol davar hu nidon be'aruchin. This is a very, very important vault. We're going to speak about this all the time. This is the basis of the limud of Kabbalah, as we know it, and it's primarily brought down. This musag is very, very strongly brought down in the Nachshon, the Rashash. It's something which is called the Erker Kenuyim. This is the only way you can understand really Chochmas Emes properly, is to know that this is all Be'erchim, meaning it's all in relation to something else. So again, if you look again, for us to look at it on itself will look like it's only Yamin. No Chilukim, no right and left in that part, but clap it to a higher Bechina, then he would have a higher left and right. So therefore the Kav as well, the Kav is highly, it's very high up, but nevertheless compared to the Ensof Mamish, then you would find Chilukim. And he says Upashutu ki kol ze be'erkaim Upashutu ki kol b'chinas kulam hine yeshnam behelem u'b'shoresh ashroshim asher le'ela le'ela. Because we know that if we have kivunim, if we have a right and left, we have to be 110,000% certain that there are shoshim lemala that have these, because otherwise we wouldn't have these, we would all be round. That's a warping line, that's a yesod of yesodus. I repeat, ki ein lemata rak mishrosha mashel lemale kenegda. keneged. Ela shekol echad hu lefi el kol velefi erech haol melemata lemenu. Aval ve'erech kol mash lemata imanu lo shach lehavchin klal. Shum b'chinas din v'gvur, shum chiluki o b'chinas madreges lemale klal v'klal. V'kinizkele ba'od yudgimu yudalu v'kama mekomas v'poshutu. Adkan the Leshem, we read the entire Leshem Kamat, that he's telling us that a cloud gold is all be'erchim. So again, to just summarize in order to understand why there's kivunim over here, because it all started because of the erchim principle of gar v'vak, and that's how the Gaon Vilna wants to learn as well. Let's do another little piece before we stop. Chav Gimel in the Leshem. On them, I and especially Atlas says the Arizal that as they all came in, they just came in swooping into the Mokum Ponim, but rather came slowly and slowly, as we said, spurts. So he says, Ki me'acher shehay espashtuso letzorach atzilus the essence feels she you yuchalukim b'madrigasam. So he's asking Akasha, as Akasha was, how did all the worlds develop itself? If the all just comes in, and all is b'hashvah achas, why do we find so many different chalukim between the different worlds? Adam Kadmon, Atzilus, Bria, Yitzira, Asiya. Similar to what we said, similar kasha that we saw, but why is there a right and left, Panim, Achorayim? So the Teretz HaGufa, because since the all was coming in spurts, Le'at, as he says the Arizal, especially Le'at, that created the different madregas that we'll find coming on later on. L'chein ha'im ispashe dakav le'at shu'a b'tzimtzum achet tzimtzum kirui l'kol madreg madchega. So Leshem Gavaltik is touching up the words le'at le'at. What does that mean, le'at le'at? What does that mean exactly? Slowly in speed? It wasn't going 100 miles per hour, it was going 25 miles. What does that mean exactly, le'at le'at? So Zokta, the title Atlam is Tzimtzum Achet Tzimtzum. It was getting less and less, always penetrate. And therefore, we can understand why there are Chilukim in the Olamas. Adam Kadmon has much more awe than the world of Atzilus, and compared to Bria, and has much more, and so on and so forth. Where does this come from? Again, from the initial spurting in of the all the Ein Sof coming in, Le'at Le'at. Okay, so we're not going to start the next bit, but rather we're going to stop it here, and for sure we'll continue next time.